dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. I have been privileged to know and work with our guest this hour for much of the past 30 years, I think, in one capacity or another, as he has brought to bear truly one of the most impressive intellects, particularly when it comes to the war of ideas piece of that war for the free world. I have known him through his service to our country in several different capacities, notably as director of the Voice of America. He also served as an advisor to our forces the interim government, let's put it that way, of Iraq after its liberation, and not least as a senior advisor in the office of the Secretary of Defense. Today he is a fellow with the Westminster Institute, one of my all-time favorite organizations in Washington, D.C., and he is also serving on the board of directors of that organization and the Middle East Media Research Institute. In other words, just a absolutely blue-chip resume, stem to stern. His name is Robert Riley. Robert, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. I couldn't be more pleased to have you with us and to be able to spend a full hour with you exploring some of the more interesting and more challenging aspects of the war for the free world.
Well,
glad to have you.
Frank, it's a delight to be with you, but you better tell your listeners to fasten their seatbelts.
I am indeed. Your forewarned is forearmed. Let's rock and roll. Bob, I want most especially to call people's attention to a marvelous talk that you gave at an event the Westminster Institute had on Capitol Hill recently. And it's coming out in a slightly further elaborated form as a white paper, I guess, of the Westminster Institute. It's talking about something that I think most of us really don't much think about, know about, or for that matter, probably care about, but need to. It's called information operations. Let's introduce that term and define it, if you will, and then we'll get into some of its implications for where we are at the moment in this war.
Well, I think, Frank, briefly enough, we can say information operations are telling our side in the current of war of ideas in which we are engaged in large parts of the world, particularly in the Middle East. And you are absolutely right by saying people don't know much about this. But I can guarantee you that on those occasions when I do speak to groups, they go into a state of shock when they learn what we're not doing and those things that we are doing that are not only ineffective but counterproductive. They simply assume that the United States is fighting our side in this war of ideas against people who deny the fundamental principles of our country. And
who, by the way, are under no illusions about the importance of information operations in furtherance of their cause.
Well, isn't that the exact point? Because as I mentioned briefly in the talk to which you were so kind to allude, the Bipartisan Policy Center's Homeland Security Project, chaired by the former 9/11 Commission chiefs, very bipartisan group, just came out last month and said, quote, even though core al-Qaeda may be in decline, al-Qaedism, the movement's ideology, continues to resonate and attract new adherents, unquote. And in fact, al-Qaeda is present in some 16 areas around the globe, twice that it was 5 years ago. And The Economist, at the end of September, stated that from Somalia to Syria, al-Qaeda franchises in jihadist fellow travelers now control more territory and can call on more fighters than at any time since Osama bin Laden created the organization 25 years ago. Now, you know, people, since, as you know, I've worked a lot in public diplomacy from the State Department, from the White House, from the Defense Department, and they try to come up with various metrics. You know, how do we know we're succeeding? And the usual answer are the polling operations. And since our public diplomacy at the Broadcasting Board of Governors has been reoriented to youth audiences, so they play large gobs of pop music, they'll say, look, this is a success because kids like listening to music. The real metrics are right there, right here, the ones I just referred to. We have a bigger problem today than we did 10 years ago. Now, how can that be if what we're doing is even marginally effective?
Yeah. Bob, hold the thought. Hold the thought, because that's a pregnant question, needless to say. But before we delve too deeply into the answer to it, let me just ask you to develop a little bit this term that I've not run across before, that the bipartisan center, as you mentioned, I guess is coined, Al-Qaeda-ism. You've spent a lot of time studying the Muslim world, the Islamists among them most especially. In fact, you've written a marvelous book on the subject entitled The Closing of the Muslim Mind, How Intellectual Suicide Created the Modern Islamist Crisis. And I just wonder whether what we're dealing with here, Bob Riley, is something that's bigger than Al-Qaeda. Bigger than Al-Qaeda-ism. But talk a little bit about kind of the underlying doctrine or ideology. I think it's best described in the term that they use, Sharia, and how it's imperative that we understand that if we're to do anything remotely productive about it.
Frank, I think that's an excellent point. What the Obama administration has tried to do is dumb down the problem and confine it to Al-Qaeda simply. And because not only they, but the preceding Bush administration had success in degrading the leadership of Al-Qaeda, that gives the Obama administration the claim that we basically or nearly won and allowed him to say, believe it or not, that this war was over. Well, it's obvious it's not.
Or at least needs to be over, I think is the way he put it.
Yeah, you know, he did that at my old National Defense University,
right,
where I used to teach. Every war must end, and so must this one. But it's only if you can address it successfully at the level of war of ideas, because that's the level at which it's taking place. And the violent manifestations are simply that. They're emanating from the success on their side of this war of ideas. Al-Qaeda, as you point out, is only one of the many manifestations of the underlying Islamist ideology. Muslims themselves use this term, Islamist, and they know what they mean. It's turning the Muslim religion into an ideology of supremacy and conquest, in the name of which violence in almost any form can be used in a justifiable way.
Jihad.
And of course, it's beyond jihad, Frank. It's because even jihad, at least in the classical era of Islam, had some rule. This doesn't. And as you know as well, they've killed more. The Islamists have killed more Muslims than they have non-Muslims. That's because they don't have the capacity. They'd be happy to kill more of us.
Yeah. Well, we're going to develop this further in the course of this hour conversation with Dr. Bob Riley, the author of The Closing of the Muslim Mind, How Intellectual Suicide Created the Modern Islamist Crisis. And when we come back, Bob, I specifically want to ask you to tease out for us the role that the Muslim Brotherhood is playing in this well, jihad, I think, is one way of describing it, the holy war, including the practice that they call civilization jihad, and how that fits into this larger scheme that that very much includes, of course, a war of ideas component, influence operations, and the rest very much being performed and practiced and successfully so by our enemies. The man who knows a lot about this and who has done his level best to counter it, Robert Riley, will be with us more in the next few minutes right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.